Enjoy.
This show was pre-recorded to air on June 5th. You're listening to WMFO in Medford. It's time now for Celtic Dusk. I'm sure that, like many of my listeners, we have been caught up in the news and the recent events, and I saw something today that made a lot of sense to me. It was a psychiatrist or psychologist, I'm not sure, but she said the problem is that everyone is going through trauma right now. And she had what she called the six S's. And I remember five of them. I don't remember the sixth. But the ones we're going to concentrate on here is a sense of humor. So I hope everyone got to, at least locally, got to hear the Dropkick Murphys this past Friday. And as Ken Casey would say, without further ado, we're going to launch right into the music, and then you'll hear something from Dave the Bard as a brand new third branch of the Mabinogi, then a couple of songs from Jack Hardy, and one of my favorite comedians who was ranked second after Richard Pryor, and finally a couple of things from Malinky and Black 47.
Wash your hands, avoid sick people, and touching your face. There are everyday actions to help prevent the spread of respiratory diseases. Visit cdc.gov/COVID-19. Brought to you by the National Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Drosto alar a hiraeth enfawr. O ddiw holl alliog gwae fi eb ef. Nid oes neb heb le iddo heno ond fi. Arglwydd eb e pryderu. Na fydded cyn dristed genit a hynny. Y mae dy gefnder yn frenin ar y ynys y cedeirn. Ac ar iddo wneud cam a thi eb ef. Ni fios hawliw'r tir a ddear erioed. Consequences. How they play with us. How they follow us. Like silent wolves. Pacing. Stalking, eyes bright and ready to strike when we show any sign of weakness. Actions that seemed to have been forgotten, yet still they follow. Consequences. I once promised to tell you of the great mist that befell the kingdom of David. And that time has now come. My story begins with 7 weary travellers. Turning our gaze away from the white mount and the circling ravens. Stepping upon the road to Arbeth. Little did we know that our every step was being closely observed. As the mists of Anun prepared to close in around us once more. We were weak. We were broken.
memories of friends who had lost their lives on the battlefield, of those ranks of silent, reborn warriors, arrayed in their hundreds, their eyes devoid of any humanity. And the sound of the great cauldron as it broke into four pieces, giving us victory. But truthfully, who was the real victor of that war? Not Bran, our friend and High King, whose head now buried within the White Mount in London, gazed out to sea, kept company by the ravens that came to join us upon that hill. We travelled with the rightful king, Bran's brother, Manawydan. But the throne of the Island of the Mighty had been stolen by Caswallawn, the son of Beli Mawr. Manawydan, I was sure, would have the support of the people. But his heart was so full of sorrow, his body and mind racked with the scars of war. He had no stomach for more. And maybe his mind was eased by the thoughts of peace and a different, more simple way of life. We had spent 80 years away from this land in the company of Bran, but here it seemed as if barely any time had passed at all. Caswallawn should have been an old man, or have even crossed the Bridge of Swords. But from all we had heard, he was indeed the High King, and still in the prime of his life. Manawydan shook his head. "It does not seem fair or just that it is I, brother of Bran, who of the 7 survivors return here with no land of my own." I placed my hand upon his shoulder as we rode. "But my friend, you are still one of the great chieftains of the Island of the Mighty. You have claim to title and land, and Caswallawn cannot deny this. If you were to go to him, I am sure he would grant your wish." I saw then Manawydan's mouth twist in anger. "What you say is true, but I cannot bring myself to be under the same roof as that man, let alone bend the knee and ask him for this request. It is too soon after the loss of my brother. I simply cannot go." "Then would you take some other advice?" I asked. "It is good advice I need, and I cannot be offered too much. What say you, my friend?" "My father left me the 7 cantrevs of Dyved. Whilst we have been at war, they have been ruled over by my mother, Rhiannon, and my wife, Kigfa. I make this proposal to you. My mother has been lonely since the death of my father, and I know she would see within you the same spark of life that she fell for when she first met my father. Ask her for her hand in marriage. Although the cantrevs of Dyved would be mine by name, you could rule over them as though they were your own. You would be free to enjoy them fully as your home. What say you, my friend? A realm of your own." Manawydan reined in his horse and considered my offer. "In truth, I have never wished for a realm of my own, but I thank you for your friendship. The best friendship I can give you is yours, if you wish for it," I replied. Manawydan smiled then, a smile I had not seen for what felt like years. "I do wish for a realm of my own. I accept your offer Prederi. Let us go to Dyved. Let me meet with Rhiannon, and let me see this land. My lord, you will not be disappointed. In all my life, I have never known another woman with such grace, and in conversation, there is none that can match her intelligence. She is also as beautiful today as she was when she rode out beneath the hill of Gorsedd Arbedd and gained the love of my father so many years ago. So we made our way to Dyved. With us travelled the five other survivors of the war. As we rode, and when we made camp, the young bard Taliesin sang the songs of the land, of hill, of valley, of lake, and of mountain stream. He told the tales of the old people, the songs of standing stone and sacred mound, and the time passed as sure as night follows day.
There was a time I was sure I might see my home nevermore, and the blood and the tears of the war would last forever. Our king gazes over the sea, two blessed ravens fly high and fly free, and I pray that I'll always be here forever. Where high water falls into valleys below, and Merlin's great mountains are painted with snow, and the circles of stones whisper stories of long ago. For if ever I may roam from the stones and bones of Albion, the land and sea my home, my heart will always remain. And how I need to hear the songs from the stones and bones of Albion. This is where my soul belongs. The shining brow singing from every tree, the birds, the beasts sing the stones and bones of Albion. Hear as the song of the wind joins with the voice of the bard as he sings of magic and cauldrons and kings forever. Sing of the wisdom of trees, how the druids told all of their lore to the bees, reflected in all that forever. And high water falls into valleys below, and Merlin's great mountains are painted with snow, and the circles of stones whisper stories of long ago. For if ever I the stones and bones of Albion, the land and sea my home, my heart will always remain. And how I need to hear the songs from the stones and bones of Albion. This is where my soul belongs. Shining brow singing from every the beasts, sing the stones and bones of Albion. What are these visions I see of oak, broom and meadow sweet, of eyes that yearn to be free forever, to dragons take to the wind. A sword is drawn from a stone as he sings of a boy born to be king forever. And high water falls into valleys below, and Merlin's great mountains are painted with snow, and the circles of stones whisper stories of long ago. For if ever I may roam from the stones and bones of Albion, the land and sea my home, my heart will always remain. And how I need to hear the song from the stones and bones of Albion. This is where my soul belongs. Shining brow singing from every tree. The birds, the beasts, sing the stones and bones of Albion. The stones and bones of Albion.
Dave the Bard gave us his third branch of the Mabinogi. We heard the Stones and Bones of Albion, a proposal, a prologue, and from the Dropkick Murphys, we heard the Bunny.
Shadows of the late autumn hours, all in the brambles and the late blooming rose. Well, I picked all the white ones and picked all the blues, for those are the ones that would go with her dress. And I'll dance tonight, wear holes in my shoes, till I am the one that she loves the best. So dally down where the river runs, the forest bathes the senses clean. The fiery sun and the rhythm moon makes a fairy dream. And you might think that my heart would lie, and the young girl has caught my eye. But my heart all along belongs to the girl who baked me a blackberry pie. These years between the twisting rope and the wounding wind, never staying long enough to see the spring where I had seen the harvest in. And don't give a tinker's damn might be the last one in, though I will be coming home.
So dally down where the river runs, where the forest bathes his senses clean. And dally down where the fiery sun and the rhythm moon makes a fairy dream. And you might think that my heart would lie, many a girl has caught my eye. But my heart all along belongs to the girl who baked me a blackberry pie. A glass I'll drink tonight, whether wine red hand is from work or fight. And there is no judge more fair than time, for there is no one to change his mind. And each time I look in the parting glass, those years that look both ways to know, I'll sing the last song of my youth, but I'll sing it again tomorrow. Where the forest bathes his senses clean, and dally down where the fiery sun, the rhythm moon makes a fairy dream. And you might think that my heart would lie, many a girl has caught my eye, but my heart all along belongs to the girl who baked me a blackberry pie. My heart all along belongs to the girl who baked me a blackberry pie.
As the fingers flew fast on the ebony
come back before. But this time she would not, though the words they still tore through the strings of her heart and the sound of the sea. You love your damned fiddle more than you love.
I was a disc jockey when I was 19. I was lucky. I found a job, like, you know, when I should have been still learning about it. And it inspired wonderful Wino and Willie West, a character of mine. Radio stations, of course, change personnel rather rapidly. Willie West is no longer at Wonderful Wino. He's been replaced by Scott Lame.
Hi, gang. Scott Lame here. The boss jock with the boss sounds from the boss list of the boss 30 that my boss told me to play. Right here on the Nifty 850. Wonderful Wino Radio.
Wonderful Wino. The big sound in the big town.
Why no time? Bing bong. 5 minutes past the big hour at 5 o'clock. Hey, we'll get started. One of the big sounds this week. Number five.
Number five, number five, number five, number five, number five.
Last week was number nine.
Number nine, number nine, number nine, number nine, number nine.
Moved up four spaces.
Four spaces, four spaces, four spaces, four spaces.
Here it is, one of the new super groups: Crosby, Stills, Nash, Young, Merrill Lynch, Pierce, Sacco, and Vanzetti. And the ever-present footprints cross the shadows on the carpets of the hallways of the memories of your mind. Okay, kids, one of the big sounds and a great story behind that one. And you heard it first right here on Wonderful Wino. Wonderful Wino. Wino time, bing bong, 5 minutes past the big hour of 5 o'clock. Moving along with two in a row. A big double play, back-to-back sounds for you on the Scott Lame get-together on a wonderful Wednesday. Here's a tune that's really moving fast. When I say fast, it was recorded at 9 o'clock this morning. At 12 noon, it was number 15. At 3 o'clock, it was the number one sound in town. And now it's a golden oldie. Solid gold to make you feel old.
Solid gold to make you feel old.
A golden flashback from the summer of 69. Before you were born, remember, kids? Here they are, the Red, White, and Blue Electric Outdoor Protestant Blues Band. Jenny.
We.
Jenny. Okay, it's always good to get into some super gold.
Super gold.
Okay, Dave, we'll take about 5 minutes out here for the latest news from around the world from the award-winning Wino Newsroom, and then back with more of the big sounds for you here on the Scott Lame Get-Together for a wonderful Wednesday afternoon. Wino time, ping-pong, 5 minutes past the big hour of 5 o'clock. As soon as we come back, we'll be listening on Medical Records, Won't You Take My Heart by the Donors, and My Body is Rejecting Your Heart by the Recipients. But first, Wino News! Wino News! Wino! From around the world, across the nation, and up your street, here it is, Wino News, with Wino Newsman Bill Beeper. Saigon! Phnom Penh! Bangkok! That's it from Wino News. Details on the half hour.
Okay, kids, and back with more of the big sounds for you here. Wino time, bing bong, 5 minutes past the big hour of 5 o'clock. Right here on Wonderful Wino, Wonderful Wino. More hits, more often. Big number seven this week. Number seven. This is one of the great bands from San Francisco, Brain Damage. And a tune that's really making it for them. In fact, it's number three. That's right, it moved up four spots while I was talking about it. Here it is. Okay, one of the big sounds that you heard right here. Wonderful Wino time, ping pong, 5 minutes past the big hour of 5 o'clock. And say, stick around following the show, kids. We'll be featuring some local basketball. Today, Andy Granatelli Vocational plays the Mighty Purple of Owsley High. One of the big games, too. Okay, let's move back with more of the big sounds. Billy and the Blemishes and One Last Pimple.
I got one last pimple from Grand State with you. Don't know whether to break it or leave it alone. It's the only one I call my own.
Hey, and don't forget, kids, if you have a problem like that, yes, if you're the only one in the crowd who doesn't have unsightly blemishes, pick up on Pimpleon. Now you can put them anywhere you want. Put them all on one side of your face and look the other way. Put a peace sign on your forehead. Spell out your girlfriend's name on your bag. Hey, coming up during the next hour here on the Scott Lame Show, we'll be listening to the new John Lennon single, which, if you play it backwards at slow speed, it screws up your needle. And don't forget, the Associated Press tells us that 218 people have been killed on the nation's highways. The National Safety Council expects a total of 500. You're not trying, friend. Thank you, guys.
George Carlin gave us The Son of Wino from FM and AM. And Jack Hardy gave us a couple of fine songs from The Tinker's Coin, Sheer and a Dangan, or The West of Dingle, and Blackberry Pie.
Thank you. true love? When will the truth be won? Our neighbours, they came with 100-year heat. Our neighbours, they came with guns. Our neighbours, they came for our men folk, and they slew them, everyone. What day will I, my father? What day will I, my son? What day will I, my own true love? When will the truth be? Your grave in vain. I hae sought to bear bains all the truth and the men. Faither, what ye mean? What day'll I, my faither? What day'll I, my son? What day'll I, my own true love?
The maiden mourning by well, home of childhood, Oshana, dear Atlanta, your day is old. For it is my sorrow sorest, woe the falling forest, the north wind brings me no rest, and death is in the sky. My faithful hound, would make a child laugh lightly with the tears in his eyes. The antlered noble-hearted stags are never parted, never chased nor started from journey down on Galway, and leave, though not for always, my errand of the ills.
We'll be right back. Most of August on my floor. I don't know why it all fell apart. I was too young, you were too smart. I guess you knew it was gone. No, right from the start. But your memory brings a smile every once in a while. I remember you shook craziness, electrified my heart. That summer dress and your kiss of fire at my door. That summer dress, he spent most of August on my floor. That summer dress. Your spark of desire at my door. That summer dress, you spent most of August on my floor.
Black 47 gave us that summer dress, long hot summer coming on, Malinky from their album Hansel, and gave us a John of the Glen.
Due to COVID-19, WMFO DJs are pre-recording their shows for broadcast on air. We can still accept phone calls, but the phone line is in voicemail mode. Call 855-915-9636 and be sure to leave the DJ's name in the voicemail so we can forward it to the correct person. The following program was recorded earlier. Enjoy.